Hi, everybody. Bob Plaster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy that airs every Friday night here on KCRW at 7:30, of course, until next month when we switch over to Tuesday nights at 7. And tonight's show is something very special. I'm very pleased to have with me on the telephone as my telephone co-host, the one and only Robert Kaplow, who is the alter ego of Mo Moskowitz, the ever-popular entrepreneur from Morning Edition. If you're a regular listener to Morning Edition, you know that just when the news is getting the heaviest and the most depressing, what should pop up but an absolutely wonderfully zany piece featuring my guest, Mo Moskowitz. And today, we have some of his very best sketches here to listen to, and we have himself here to explain things. Hello, Robert.
Good to talk to you. Maybe I should say, good morning, Bob.
I'm glad you did that. I really wanted to hear that.
I had to do it once.
Well, let's see. Why don't you tell us how Mo Moskowitz got started?
Okay, I had written a song called Steven Spielberg, Give Me Some of Your Money, which was recorded by myself and the Punsters, a band I had been working with. And I had finished a draft of the song, and I just knew the song needed something else. You know, I had pretty much explored the lyrical possibilities of Steven Spielberg and money. So I just decided that, well, I'll put these segments in where this dreadful producer, slightly hysterical fellow, is calling Spielberg to, you know, sell him some awful concept. And I turned on a tape recorder and just improvised, and there appeared Mo Moskowitz, fully born.
Well, let's listen to this record, and then we'll get on with the Robert Kaplow story.
I hear you make $1 million a day, and so I feel obligated to say,
Mo Moskowitz calling from New York. Yeah, right. I know you're a busy man, Steven. I'm a busy man myself. There's another phone booth over there. I wanted to... Excuse me, Steven, my secretary. Now, Steve, as far as I'm concerned, you are what I call a genius-type guy. And I have a script that is, to coin a phrase, sock-a-rooney. Listen to this, okay? Guy comes down from outer space. Is this great or what? Right, he's in Martha's Vineyard looking for the Raiders of the Lost Reese's Pieces. Is this great? I mean, I'm sort of a genius-type guy myself, right? All of a sudden, this shark from the Twilight Zone comes out of the... Wait, Steve, I didn't get the best part! It's calling from New York. Yeah, I know you told me not to call Stephen, right? Okay, just listen. E.T. meets the mummy. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Just think about it. Hello, Stephen, are you still there? Of course I was kidding, Stephen. Don't you know what I'm kidding? Okay, just listen. E.T. meets the mammy. Wow, mammy pictures are back. Mammy's back and Moe's got her. Wait, the mammy meets the mummy. A prelude to a knish.
I'm not gonna get it. I'm not gonna get it.
Package, Mr. Spielberg.
Oh, maybe that's my money.
Hello, Steven. Mo Moskowitz here. What a surprise. Just got in from New York.
No.
Steven Spielberg, give me some of your money. Steven Spielberg, give me some of your money. Money can't buy everything, it's true.
Just give me $1 million.
Some of that money.
Okay, does this band tour around Jersey, or what exactly?
Yeah, the material is fairly esoteric, so we usually end up playing around colleges, and so we'll play around Rutgers and around Princeton, and occasionally we'll do a gig in Lower Manhattan. It's a place called Kenny's Castaways we sometimes play at.
Now, at the time you were doing this, you were also a high school history teacher, correct? English teacher.
English teacher, yes.
And also an aspiring novelist at this point.
Yes, I had...
We don't get many Renaissance men on this program, I have to tell you. It's a real treat.
Well, you know, aspiring, I guess that means that you're breathing, right? that's what I was pretty much doing at the time.
We should tell people that you are also a novelist and have two novels published by Houghton Mifflin?
Yes, right. One called Two in the City and the other called Alex Icicle.
Will fans of Mo Moskowitz find what they're looking for in these books?
It's difficult for me to speak for the fans of Mo Moskowitz. they seem to be a group with a sort of a limited hold on reality. But I think they would find Alex Icicle a funny book.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear. Are they out in paperback or just hardcover from Houghton?
No, you have to go hardcover for this.
My goodness, you really go all the way.
That's
well,
right.
Let's listen to another one of these pieces that you've done for Morning Edition. Now, what's behind this audition? This was were they looking for new music for Morning Edition?
No, the way I do them with Morning Edition is sometimes they call me up and say, why don't you do a piece about taxes? Or why don't you do a piece on political songs? And then sometimes I'll call them up and say, you know, what do you think about a piece... you know, in which you're holding auditions for a new Morning Edition theme song. And in that case, in the case of the audition, I just had an idea that, you know, it would be fun to do, which all these various no talents step up to the microphone and try to sell their song. And so I produced it.
And it sounds like this.
Okay, step up to the microphone.
My name is Elvis. Elvis Tupelo. And these are the Tennessee Down-Home Foot Stompers.
And where are you from, Elvis?
Long Island. We'd like to do a little introduction, and then a song called Morning Edition.
Went to a party at the NPR. Got there late, I was feeling weary. Boy, after headlines crumbling near it. Morning Edition.
Love that introduction, Elvis. Can't wait to hear the song.
Well, that was a song, man.
Oh, next!
We are Johnny Deposit Slip and the Check Kings, and we'd like to do a song we had the pleasure of recording for Mr. Elliot Greenspan on Demo Records, entitled The 17 Reasons Why I Love Morning Edition.
There are 17 reasons why I love Morning Edition. 17 reasons why I love Morning Edition.
17 reasons, 17 reasons, 17. One.
Now one is the opposite of lost. And lost is the way I feel. When I can't listen to my favorite radio program, The Morning Edition.
That's just one of the reasons that I love Morning Edition.
17 reasons, 17 reasons, 17.
Now too many people wake up in the morning and they feel real bad.
Thank you.
But we got 15 reasons to go.
Next!
Right, we're the Rivets!
Right!
Right! So we got a job, right?
Do you have a song for us, Mr. Rivet?
Right! We call this Rivet Mambo! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Rivet! Mambo!
So we got a job, right?
I'm afraid that's just not the kind of material.
Right, lads, let's smash a place!
Right!
Right! Hello? Am I on the air? I'd like to talk about six-month money markets. I've got $30,000 in a fixed-rate CD, And somebody told me I could save taxes if I could get the money out of a fixed rate and put it in municipal bonds.
Sir, this is Morning Edition. This is a news magazine. We don't take phone calls.
Oh, this is the first time I ever listened to the show. I thought you could call in. Sorry.
First you take an M. Then you take an O. Then you take a...
Next!
Bob, 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 the host.
Bob, 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 Bob.
Next!
Hello, my name is Joe. Joe Moskowitz. Maybe you know my brother, Tyrone. Anyway, I came here to introduce you to an authentic reggae performer that I flew here just for this audition. Mr. Imamu Rastaman Haagen-Dazs. Would you come out here, please, Imamu? Imamu, would you? Don't worry about him. He's just a little bit sleepy. That's all. Just flew in from the island, Coney Island. Imamu, come on, wake up.
Mr. Imamu, this isn't an instrumental, is it?
No, man. Relax.
Are you sure this isn't an instrumental?
It's not an instrumental, man. Relax.
I didn't really catch the lyrics.
It's an instrumental.
I like it.
Kid laid him in the aisles at the improv last night. He's a comic genius.
That's really not what we're looking for.
Wait, don't drop the curtain yet.
Hold
the curtain. Fellas, I want to introduce you to a man who is known as the King of the Rap Records. Last year, he was nominated for a Grammy Award.
A Grammy Award?
No, Grammy Award, sort of a local thing. Anyway, here he is, the King of the Rap Records, and I may add a personal friend of mine, Mr. Grandmaster Moskowitz.
No job and I got no car and the money I owe is astronomical. So I spend my days playing video games cause I'm just a victim of Reaganomics. If I'm not in jail, I'll be listening to Morning Edition. If I'm not in jail, I'll be listening to Morning Edition.
That's very amusing, Mr. Grandmaster, but it's not really the time.
How about this?
If it came on at 12 o'clock, I'd listen to Morning Edition. If it came on at 12 o'clock, I'd listen to Morning Edition.
Wait a minute, fellas, wait a minute. I got one more. And if this isn't a killer, then my name isn't Joe Moskowitz. Okay, here he is, winner of the Bob Edwards Soundalike Contest, and I may add a personal friend of mine, Mr. Daniel Patrick Moskowitz.
First is headlines from Lynn Neary. First is headlines from Lynn Neary. First is headlines from Lynn Neary. First is headlines from Lynn Neary.
The satirical songs of Robert Kaplow after these headlines from Lynn Neary.
First is headlines from Lynn Neary. First is headlines from Lynn Neary. First is headlines.
And this morning, we examine some films that will definitely not be winning any Oscars. First, these headlines from Lynn Neary. Last week's State Department action against three Canadian films has our old friend Mo Moskowitz outraged. More after these headlines from Lynn Neary. I'm Bob Edwards. First, these headlines from Lynn Neary. 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 First, these headlines from Lynn Neary.
The pieces can often be seasonal. This piece we're about to hear next was for Christmas, wasn't it?
Yes. I usually do one for Christmas. It's just, I think, a nice time for a somewhat silly piece.
Good morning, Bob. This is Mo, Yulag Moskowitz. Yeah, you log that now or you're not going home for Christmas. All right, let's have a little Christmas music. How wonderful. All right, enough. It's making me nauseous. Okay, Bob, last year it was lava lamps, but now everybody's got one of those. So what do you buy for the person who has everything? Just step inside this warehouse, Bob, and let's take a look at this year's Christmas sensation. Let me throw the lights on. What do you think of that?
It looks like a giant robot.
I call it Mr. Moto, short for motorized. 50 feet
tall, giant vacuum cleaner hoses for arms, and a spinning red light on top of its head.
What exactly will it do?
Oh, what won't it do? Say hi to the gentleman, Mr. Moto!
Greetings, Bob!
Oh, what do you think?
To whom do I make out the check?
Mo Moskowitz, Big Doe, Illinois, Chicago 60609. Hey, kids, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Mr. Moto!
And how are you gonna pay for it?
In cash!
And it's been completely designed by a Russian electronics genius, Tony Kreshenkutyuk. I'm not so good at names, Bob. How do you pronounce this name?
Tony Kreshenkutyuk.
Close enough. I'm terrible with names, Bob, but I'm great with hit music. And I've given this robot Richard Rogers' brain. This robot has been programmed to write beautiful love songs. All you gotta do, Bob, is give it any word in the English language, and Mr. Moto here will compose an original love song using it. Just say any word that comes to your mind, you know, Bob. A moon, June. Give me a word
like
that.
Okay, attorney.
Good choice. I better put the machine on overdrive. There goes the World Trade Center again. Okay, it's all ready. Here it is, your very own love song. Although technically, of course, we don't split the royalties. It was based on an idea by Bob Edwards. There's no money involved at all. Okay, here it is.
God, I can't wait to hear this.
Hooga, chaka, hooga, hooga.
Go into the lawyer and we're gonna be separated. Go into the
attorney
of love.
Wow! Listen to this commercial I've made for the robot. Kids are gonna love this commercial.
I'm just a mad about robots. It's the cybernetic phase. Electrical roboto. It's bound to be the holiday craze. They call it Mr. Moto.
Attorney.
They call it Mr. Moto.
Or lawyer. Then it wouldn't rhyme.
They call it Mr.
The machine is stuck, Bob. I don't know what to do about it. It worked every other time, except this time I swear to you it did. All right, I gotta run. This is Mo Moskowitz for National Public Radio, wishing you all a happy holiday.
The Punsters have two 45s available. Actually, one of them... You deserve some points for putting out a record which is 33 on one side and 45 on the other side.
Yes. Well, you add it together and it's a 78. You know? So for 78 collectors out there, I can pick a copy of this thing.
But the other one, the first record is, of course, the Steven Spielberg record, and the other one is this one, which we're about to hear, called the Do-It-Yourself Big Hit Record. This is probably a good time to ask how you do these things, where you do them. Obviously, these productions are certainly sophisticated enough that you certainly don't record them in someone's living room.
No, especially not my living room. The bar mitzvah pictures fall right off the piano. But the musical ones are done in a multi-track studio in New Jersey. And they're done different ways. Sometimes I'm actually with Edwards in Washington, along with, you know, my tape inserts. Sometimes I'm in New York doing it over the satellite uplink, and then sometimes Edwards just mails me his lines, and I drop them in on a multitrack and, you know, give the illusion that conversation is taking place.
How does he like doing these things?
He's often surprised by what they come out like, because a lot of times he's recording lines, and there's no script at that time, just his lines. So sometimes they're recorded blind, and then he hears the way they're used, and I think it's a kind of element of surprise.
Well, he seems to have a good sense of humor about it all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people at NPR, you know, they kind of wish they could do what I can do as a freelancer, which is come in and make fun of the show a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let's hear the Do-It-Yourself Big Hit Record. At the end of the show, we'll give the address where you can send for this delightful disc, and here it is.
When you hear an introduction like this, you know you can't miss. It's a big hit record. Big hit record.
Number one then, and number one now.
It's now number one.
Now here's a rule that can't be ignored. When they start to get bored, change the chord.
Can you feel it, friend? Coming around the bend? It's the
hold it back and just build the suspense a little. Hurry, no tire, and build the suspense a little.
Now here's a piece about taxes. This was a fairly recent one, wasn't it, last April?
Yeah, right. A producer of Morning Edition, Susan Sperling, called me up and she said, Robbie, why don't you do a piece on taxes called Fear of Filing, because the rules are so hard now that people are afraid to file their taxes. And as usual, I took the concept that they gave me and completely twisted it around to...
Well, it came out awfully good, and here it is.
A new production of Swan Lake opened off-Broadway recently. It's a production which takes a new approach to a very old theme. From New York, Andy Lyman reports.
In a tiny theater in Lower Manhattan, 12 actors, musicians, and dancers are gathered for a production of Swan Lake that has been both praised and criticized.
Stop the show and hold everything. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Andy. And good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Mo.
This is Mo Moskowitz, America's favorite entrepreneur, and I've stopped by the NPR studios this morning.
I'm in the middle of the story, Mo.
Oh, I loved it. It was a brilliant story, Andy. But listen, between you and me, you know, this is just not the right morning for a story like this.
I thought it sounded kind of interesting.
Oh, that's because you're too close to it. Trust me. Now, listen, Bob, I've got a story that America is dying to hear. Got a story on taxes.
Taxes?
Taxes?
Oh, is there an echo in this room? I got a new book on taxes here that's going to save your listeners thousands of dollars.
But I wanted to do this story, Mo.
I understand where you're coming from, Andy. Listen, take $10. Look, go outside. Get yourself a good sandwich. Take your mind off it. We'll talk about it later. Yeah. Goodbye. Now, okay. Taxes. Bob, what do you think?
I think I'd rather hear the story on Swan Lake.
Well, this story is sort of like Swan Lake. You know, Swan Lake, taxes. Listen, I'm here today, Bob, to show you my new book on taxes. I want you to look at this title.
Fear of Filing by Dr. Mo Moskowitz.
Oh, that's right. Dr. Mo Moskowitz, astrological tax consultant. It's a breakthrough, Bob. Listen, when's your birthday?
My birthday is May 16th.
Aha! Sagittarius the Crab. Hey, let me check the documents here, Bob. I brought all this stuff over here. Look, I got the Ginny May right over here. Look, I got the IRA. I got the magic number lucky star scroll. Wait. Listen, Bob, we're going to have to take a little trip over to my office. In the Moskowitz Mobile.
Taxman.
Well, we're here.
That was a short trip.
Well, it's radio. All you gotta do is get from the left speaker to the right. That joke would be a lot funny if the show were in stereo. But I wanna tell you.
Let's get to the subject of taxes.
I took my taxes down to Dr. Moore.
Just follow me upstairs, Bob. I've got all the answers to your questions about taxes right here at my Financial Data Control Center.
It says Go Go Agency on the door.
Well, you know, it's a temporary office, Bob. I'm sharing it right now. Listen, I want to show you my special tax plan. You're going to love this. Here, look at this.
Earn big money. Mm-hmm. Declare yourself a foreign country.
It's a breakthrough, Bob. You don't have to pay anything. I declared myself a foreign country. Yeah, listen to my national anthem.
God bless Mo Moskowitz.
I'm applying for foreign aid.
That sounds reasonable.
Oh, listen, I've written you an anthem, too. You don't get the last note of the song until you actually buy the book. Sort of a precaution, but the idea is foolproof.
Suppose they ask you in for an audit.
Ah! Don't even use that word, Bob. Say, clarification.
Okay, a clarification.
Well, now you're talking serious tax business, Bob. And I've got an expert coming up to the office any minute. Any second now, Bob, he's going to be here. He's going to answer all your questions. You better get that.
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to that idiot that's on the radio every morning.
Mo, it's for you.
Put him on hold. In the meantime, Bob, check out chapter 5 of the book. Happiness is just a thing called Mo. It says here you've got to write off some of your income, Bob. You've got to invest it in some surefire losing proposition. You know, some idea dreamed up by a total idiot.
You mean something like you would think of?
Well, it doesn't have to be that good. But listen, I got a record I want you to invest in. Smash hit. You know the success of Terry Gilliam's neo-Orwellian film, Brazil? Well, I've got my own tribute to that great coffee-growing neighbor of ours down south. A little number I call No Sex, Please. We're decaffeinated.
No sex, please. Remember, we're decaffeinated. It's time for us to get elated. We just don't have the energy, they say, you get from this cafe. No love for me.
I thought this piece was about taxes, Mo.
I've got an expert coming, Bob. Any second he's going to get here. Oh, that must be him. Come in.
I'm done with my sandwich, Mo. Are you ready to do the Swan Lake piece now?
Not yet. Listen, go out and get some coffee. Go out and get some coffee. I'll talk to you later. Who let this orchestra up here? I'm sorry. Things are crazy today, Bob. Hello?
Hello, Dr. Meltzer. I mean, Dr. Moskowitz. It's about my son. All he does is spend and spend.
Now, listen. I'm sorry, Dad. I can't really talk to you right now.
And spend.
They're closing in on me, Bob. I gotta run fast.
And spend.
For National Public Radio, this is Mo Moskowitz and the Punsters, wishing you all a big refund.
Oh, and Dr. Moskowitz, could you send my daughter-in-law a T-shirt?
Well, that does it for all the time we have for this episode of Funny Stuff. I want to thank Robert Kaplow for helping us out here. Thank you, Robert.
No problem.
What have we got to plug here? We've got these two records, the Steven Spielberg and the Do-It-Yourself Big Hit record. They can be obtained for the minimum price of...
No, I don't know. About $2, I think.
Whatever you think they're worth. For Rosebud Records, 148 Somerset Street, Suite D1, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901. If you didn't get that, write to me and I'll give it to you.
I also wonder your shirts there. Same address.
And the two novels from Houghton Mifflin, they are...
They are Two in the City and Alex Icicle.
These are romantic comedies, you said?
Yes.
Good. And is there a paperback edition coming out anytime soon on either of these?
No, but I'm in the process of finishing a third novel up. So now I have three novels that didn't make a nickel.
Well, you'll sell them to the movies and make a fortune, and we'll have known you when. Thanks for joining us, Robert, and thank you for joining us out there. Next week's program is Whoopi Goldberg, and until then, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.